Esther. Book of Esther, right after Nehemiah. Turn to the book of Esther, and I want to read something to you. Our children, I've never seen any, it's drugs. How many of y'all read the paper this week? I don't get the paper, but everybody tells me about it. About all the shootings and the drug addicts and what they're proposing, the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. They put alcohol in our city. Now then, they want to build a drug rehab and a rehab to sober up the drunks.
And then a distillery.
And a distillery on another corner. Boys, that ain't brilliant. That's just not brilliant. Now, let me tell you why. I'm telling you, we're headed down a road that I don't want to go. Everybody's been talking about this. What is it, Mary? What's this virus?
Coronavirus.
I know y'all have heard it, too. Y'all probably sick of it. All right, listen to me. They're going to lock down Italy. They're going to lock it down. Over 10 million people cannot get in or out of Italy. There's 100,000 people that's contacted this virus. Well, it's a scare tactic, but I'm not going to use all that this morning. But why do we have a coronavirus? Why are we having all these floods and earthquakes? Look at Nashville. Look how that devastation of that tornado. You may think that's just coincidental, but that's not coincidental. I'm telling you, Numbers 32:23 says, be sure your sin finds you out. Galatians 6, verse 7, be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. So you reap as an individual, then you reap as a family, you reap as a country, but we're reaping in the reaping mode of what's been sowed back there. Yep. We're in the reaping mode. Right. Whether we like it or not, the judgment of God is up on America. Have you ever thought about this for a minute, and I'll preach. Have you ever thought about how many babies die every day in the United States? There's almost 5,000 little babies killed every day in the United States. 1.5 million little babies are aborted every year in America. God help us, amen. Then we have what's called partial birth abortion. Y'all need to get your head out of the sand, and when you say partial birth, that don't shock nobody's nervous system. They can kill a little baby in the mother's womb.
Right.
They can kill the little thing. I'm trying to get y'all to wake up to see where we're heading, what we're doing. The imminent return of the Lord, he's coming, amen.
Yes.
You know them signs we're putting up, Jesus is coming?
Yes.
Y'all seen them?
Right.
Well, we're putting these signs up everywhere. We got 10 of them done out of 34. And it means we moved the sign up to 2 minutes to midnight. I believe it's probably closer than that.
Amen.
I really do. A man stopped me the other day and he said, what are you men doing? I said, we're putting these signs up. He said, I used to when I was a lost man. He said, I'd be driving down this road and I'd look over and see that hand 5 minutes to midnight. He said, I'd do anything. I'd be half drunk or be getting drunk. He said, I'd do anything to where I wouldn't have to see that sign. He's under conviction. Big old red letter says, warning, Jesus is coming. Are you ready? There's red lights flashing everywhere that Christ is coming, but everybody's asleep to the coming of the Lord. Now watch this. Look in Esther, please, in chapter 8. I want to read this to you. I just want to use it for a springboard. Look in Esther, please, in chapter 7. I'm sorry. Look, if you would, and these Hebrews names are absolutely rough to pronounce. Hebrews, please, chapter 7, and verse 9. And Harbona, one of the chamberlains, and before the king, behold also the gallows that's 50 cubits high, which Haman had made for Mordecai, who had spoken good for the king, standeth in the house of Haman. Then the king said, hang him thereupon. So they hanged Haman on the gallows that he had prepared for Mordecai. Then was the king's wrath pacified. Now, in this verse here in chapter 7, you find Esther and you find the Mordecai and you find the Jews. But what I want to do is use it for a springboard. How many of you have been listening to or heard anything about Jeffrey Epstein? The man that supposedly hung himself in a cell where there is supposedly for suicide watch.
Right.
I'm sorry, I doubt that very seriously. Listen to me, there's a whole lot of things that's wrong with that scenario.
Right.
If you're under suicide watch, they watch you 24/7.
Right.
How did he hang himself? Why did he get a sheet wrapped around his neck? How could he do that? All right, but listen to this. How many of y'all remember a man by the name of Robin Williams? Robin Williams, the comedian, with all of his wealth and all of his money. Did you know how he hanged himself? with a belt on a closet door, just open the door and take a belt, wrap it around his neck, and hung from the closet door. How many of y'all have ever seen a man by the name of Clint Eastwood? When I was about in my middle teens or 20s, I went and that's been a long time ago, by the way, and watched the show Hang 'Em High. How many of y'all ever seen that? Would you raise your hand? Do you remember how that Clint Eastwood, the show opened up and showed him hanging from a tree?
Right.
They thought he was a cattle rustler. Y'all remember his feet twitching?
Right.
You remember that? And there's a big thing around his neck. I was young, but I've never forgot that scene on Hang 'Em High. Never have. Well, in a few minutes, I'm going to show you about this Hang 'Em High. Mordecai and Haman here in this chapter. Mordecai, if you look in your Bible, Mordecai had this, it was a concoction. It was a life of revenge. He wanted to get even with Haman. So he's going to build these gallows, but yet he was hanged on his own gallows. We're hanging our own selves. We are hanging our own selves. When I pastored in Cincinnati years ago, every January of our life, we would always have revival meeting at the second week of January. And we run a lot of people, and I was, thank God, but we had a man by the name of Grady Lemons, an older man, probably in his upper 70s by then, and I'll never forget it. We'd been out door knocking the week before, and two or three weeks before, there in High Point. Knocked on this door, and this man invited me in, and we witnessed to him and tried to win him to the Lord. He had five little bitty kids like stair steps. I mean, there was a snow on the ground. It was bad. We was in the middle of a revival. My phone rang. That's my wife. Late of the night, and my associate pastor said, Brother Sisson, you need to come up here. Said, talk about 2nd Street there in High Point. Said, come up here. The same house that we had visited and tried to win to God was this man. When I walked in the door, all these kids was crying. All of them was screaming and hollering. It was chaoticness in that house. I looked to my left, and this man had got an extension cord, put it around his neck, and literally, there he hung from the ceiling, his eyes looking out into eternity, mucus coming out of his ears and from his nose, his neck was broke, and his bowels had gushed out. I'd never seen nobody hang themselves. I took my knife out of my pocket. I cut that extension cord. When I did, I laid him down on the floor, and like that. But I felt for a pulse, and there was no pulse. But his eyes were staring out into eternity, just looking straight out. He got up on a chair like this. Got up on the chair, and the chair was over here laying like this. Why did he die like that? Who kicked the chair out from him? I don't believe he just got up there intentionally trying to go and hang himself. What I meant was, five kids was in the other room. He wanted his wife to come to bed with him. All right, she wouldn't do that. He got up in the chair, trying to make her feel sorry for him, put that thing around his neck, and the devil just kicked the thing out from under him, and there he hung. You think you're getting by, but I'm telling you, that just like Brother Billy said, brother, there's coming a day out there you're going to die. The devil give anything to destroy everybody that I'm looking at. He comes to kill, steal, and to destroy. You need a personal, intimate relationship with the Son of God. Here we find... And by the way, that man that I hung cut down from the roof ceiling, I took my coat off, and it was cold in the middle of January. I took that coat off, and I put over his face to where nobody could see his face, and his kids in there screaming to the top of their lungs, his wife going hysterical. The state trooper come in, Brother Billy, and took his foot like this and just pushed the body. Didn't even open take the coat off. He said, that's one call I'll not have to make again. And I did tell him this. I'd hate to be that callous and that hard.
Right.
How many of y'all have been to funerals? You rarely ever see a funeral director ever stay in the sanctuary. They'll get up and leave. They're so callous to death that you don't rarely ever see a mortician ever cry. The same way a state trooper, same way, there's some of them that's real compassionate men. But I'm talking about this man took his foot like this, didn't even look at it. I mean, the kids, it didn't even resonate in his heart that their daddy had hung himself. You got the scene in your mind?
Yeah.
Now watch this. Haman here, Mordecai is hanged on the same gallows. Look in your Bible back in Esther. I want you to write it down for me. You think you're getting by, but the man by the name of Jeffrey Epstein, when he hung himself. Did you know that? Listen to this. I learned. He played the piano when he was 5 years old. He's a pianist. I mean, an expert pianist. Number two, he skipped two grades and graduated when he was 16 years old. Highly educated individual. A multimillionaire over and over and over. Friends with presidents, world leaders, and princes. He owned his own island. He owned estates everywhere. Why would he get up on a stool? Why would he hang himself? He's empty inside. There's a void there. There's a vacuum there that money cannot ever fill. Right. Things can never fill the void and vacuum in your life. You need Christ Jesus. Say amen. You need him in your life.
Right.
So I got to think about this man by the name of Jeffrey Epstein. I got to thinking about why would he would do this. I thought about a life of luxury, had everything, private jets, Lear jets. Listen to this, but he was a deviant. He is filled with lust and greed, sexual depravity. He hung himself, supposedly there, but he was left hanging. You ever wonder who cut him down? Jess, the devil will leave people hanging.
Yes.
Are y'all listening to me? The devil will leave you hanging. You think, man, this is fun. This is good. And that's another word I can't hardly stand anymore.
Yeah.
Everybody thinks everything ought to be fun.
Yeah.
Life ain't always fun. Sometimes it's tragic.
Right.
But I sure do enjoy being saved.
Yes.
I mean, I enjoy knowing in whom I have believed. I mean, I enjoy knowing I passed from death unto life. Amen, sister. But I'm talking about Jeffrey Epstein, Kelly. Who do you think cut him down? Had to be a deputy. But he was left hanging there with everything that all the wealth that he had. His Lear jets, all of his luxury cars, his island that he owned out in the Atlantic Ocean. I mean, princes and everybody in the world had went there. By the way, Bill Clinton frequented the island 28 times.
Imagine that.
That ought to tell you something.
Yeah, amen.
The man was a deviant. They say, I'd never get involved in that. I would never do that. I would never get involved in stuff like that. I'm telling you, the devil is a master at disguise. He knows how to give and give and give and give, but he'll leave you hanging.
Amen.
You see, you guys ain't never seen, you young people, look up here at me. Y'all ain't never seen a boy that drinks a fifth of gin and takes what they call horse pills, big as my thumb, swallows half a bottle of horse pills and drinks this fifth of liquor till he's red like this lady's jacket. His eyes was never, I'd never seen nothing like that in my life. When I walked into that emergency room and him going screaming and kicking, he was about 18 years old and policemen had their billy club fixed to hit him, me begging them not to hit him. I mean, why did he do that, Brother Sisson? Why did he OD? Why did he do that? The devil will leave you hanging.
Yes.
Look in the book of Esther. Now I got to show you this. Now it's going to, cream's gonna come to the top. I got to think about Haman. I thought about a man hanging himself at High Point, but then I thought about that Clint Eastwood hanging there. Now watch this. Look over another one right quick. Look in 2 Samuel, please, right quick, hurry. I know time's getting away from me. 2 Samuel, please, chapter 18. I want you to read this with me. I got to thinking about this life of revenge. And now, anybody here, why would you want to hold on to bitterness and anger?
Right.
Why would you want to be filled with that stuff? Why would you want to get even with everybody?
Right.
The Lord rebuke thee. The Bible says the Lord is, by the way, he knows how to requite. He knows how to get even. And the Lord always does it merciful. Go to 2 Samuel, watch this. I want you to watch. I'm talking about leaving them hang. Now look in 2 Samuel, look in verse 9. Then Absalom, he met the servants of David. Absalom rode upon a mule. And the mule went under the thick boughs of the great oak, and he had caught... His head caught a hold of the oak, and he was taken up between the heaven and the earth, and the mule that was under him went away. And us under him, and verse 10, and a certain man saw it and told Joab and said, behold, I saw Absalom hanged in an oak tree. Well, we find that back in the book of Esther, that was a life of revenge. Here we find this man by the name of Absalom, a life of rebellion. Look at David. He'd had a godly daddy. Amen, sister.
Yes.
He had a daddy that loved the house of God. He had a daddy that loved God, but he was still under rebellion.
Right.
Look at him hanging there. Look at him hanging by his hair. Did y'all see it?
Yes.
He's hanging there in the boughs of a tree by his hair, just hanging there. That's not what killed him.
Right.
Go on and read the rest of the chapter. They took three darts and throwed at him. Absalom. Brother Sisson, people are filled with this thing called rebellion. Where is it all coming from? Wives rebelling against husbands. Husbands rebelling against children. Children rebelling. I do believe this, and I'll die believing it. If you get a good dose of salvation, the rebellion will cease. Let me say that again. The rebellion will cease. My dad's too strict. You ought to thank God you got a dad that is strict. But I'm talking about, this is too strict. I don't like living like this. He's trying to help you. Yes. That boy, I never will forget him. When I pastored years ago, the wife, she had had two children by another man. He had had two children by another woman. They got divorced. Well, they come to our church and they got their lives straightened out with the Lord, and they was trying their best to live for God. But they had these four children under the same roof. Bill told them, you're welcome to live here as long as you want to live here, but you're not going to come and go as you please. You're not going to stay out all night. You're not going to start this stuff. You're going to live under our roofs, and if you can't, you have to leave. I agree with that. Yeah. Mom told me, my stepdad told me, he said, as long as you put your feet underneath my table, you're to do what I tell you. Yeah. And the day you can't do that, you'll have to leave.
Right.
All right. James said, that preacher has brainwashed you. I'll never forget it today I die. He heard me preach on Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. He said, that preacher in that church he's brainwashed you. Look at me for a minute. He's about this tall, wasn't he, Mary? I think he's 16, 17 years old, something like that. Frontal lobe of his brain wasn't even developed. He left the house and hitchhiked to Corbin, Kentucky. Never forget it. He told him, said, I'm going to die. They said, you're not going to die. Your health is immune. Guess what he done on Highway 32 right outside of Corbin? He stepped out in front of an 18-wheeler, and the 18-wheeler hit him head on. Drug him over 300 feet down the highway. They call me. I go to the funeral home, my wife and I, and a missionary. When I go in there, it's a custom. The preacher always goes in first, or usually we do. The reason being, before the family comes, to get to see if the body's presentable. I've never seen nothing like this man in my life, never. The truck had hit him just like this. His face was so distorted, I'd never seen a man's face look like that in my life. I went to the funeral director and I said, is there any way that you can do anything to make him more presentable before his mother sees him? His mother come in and looked down at that coffin and she collapsed. And she kept saying, my boy's in hell, my boy's in hell, my boy's in hell. And she just kept saying it over and over again. I'd never seen nothing that horrible. He said, I did. I clipped every nerve. I'd done everything I could to make him presentable. Can you imagine a boy, whatever old he was, 16, 17 years old, stepping out in front of an 18-wheeler? The devil will leave you hanging, hoss. Yes. Are you listening to me? He's a master at just leaving you hanging. Just like James. Every time I see that woman, she says, you make sure you tell them there is a hell. And by the way, before I go too much farther, there is a hell. Amen. A literal burning hell. And the only way you're going to escape it is the blood has to be applied.
Right.
Watch this now. So Absalom, he is living a lie. Don't y'all remember how he told his daddy he'd commit fornication on the rooftop with his wives?
Right.
Be not deceived. God's not mocked. Now watch this. Flip over right quick, hurry. I got to show you another one. Go to the book of Acts with me right quick, please. I got to show you this. Now watch this. A life of rebellion. But Absalom had a daddy that loved God, had a daddy that loved the house of God. But Absalom was filled with rebellion. Amen. You ever heard this? I know Brother Billy's heard it time and time again. You're not telling me what to do. Y'all ever heard that?
Yep.
You're not telling me what to do. You're not telling me what to do. Rebellion is as witchcraft. Rebellion. Do y'all ever question this in your mind? When the devil come and he used all that subtlety to Eve, he got Eve by herself. Do y'all remember this? How many of y'all remember this? Got Eve by herself. And he said, God is withholding from you. That's basically what he said. Why did Eve partake of that unforbidden fruit? Have you ever thought about it? If she'd have been with Adam.
Right.
And then one says the word, the devil, he'll whisper to you, boy, the grass is a lot more greener on the other side.
Yes.
Now, I want you to watch this. Go to Acts, please, chapter 1, the book of Acts. That's New Testament. Now, I want you to read with me. I want you to read. It ain't going to take me long. I got to thinking about how this life of revenge and a life of rebellion. Look at Acts, please, chapter 1. And I want you to look down at verses. Let me read verse 18. Now, we're talking about Judas. Ready? Now, this man purchased a field with the reward of iniquity, and falling headlong, he burst asunder in the midst, and all of his bowels gushed out. Who was that? Judas. Look at me for a moment. Look at him. Do y'all remember how he said he's taken 30 pieces of silver, said, I betrayed innocent blood?
Right.
And he throwed the pieces of silver down and went out and hanged himself.
Right.
Don't y'all ever think from the time he throwed the silver down and he went to that, must have been a cliff. But it says he fell headlong, and his bowels gushed out. Did y'all see it?
Yeah.
Have y'all seen it? All right, now watch this. The devil left him hanging. Look in your Bible just for a minute. Everybody look. I got to thinking about Absalom. I got to thinking about this man. I thought about the many times that Judas had an opportunity. He never called Jesus Lord, by the way. Judas was not no saved man.
Right.
How many of y'all remember John chapter 12? How many of y'all remember that Jesus got him a towel and a basin of water? Give me a foot.
Right.
How many of y'all remember this? And he got him a towel and a basin of water, and he washed those men's feet.
Right, yes.
All right, now watch this. Did he wash Judas's feet? Sure he did. Can you imagine when they had eye contact? Mm-hmm. Can you imagine Judas? He's going to wash my feet. I don't know what sequence he is in, but it says Jesus got a towel and a basin of water and washed those men's feet. They bound to had eye contact.
Yes.
Judas. Judas, this is the Son of God. He had seen Jesus do all the miracles.
Right.
But Judas betrayed him.
Yes.
Lord, I don't ever be guilty of that. I tell people the first thing you do when you get out of the will of God, you lose your peace of mind.
Amen.
You lose your joy. Boy, if there ever was a time in this world that people need inner peace with themselves, it's now. Look at me for a moment. The reason why that so many people are left hanging, I do agree with this, Isaiah 26:3. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in the Lord. But I'm not talking about losing your salvation. When you get outside the will of God and you get cold and you get indifferent, you lose your inner peace. You can't sleep good. You're bitter. You're angry. You rail on people. Nothing satisfies them. No. The other day I tried myself in having a little bit of control. I said, a little bit. I went up to Kroger's. Mary don't drive anymore. She's back like she was, thank God, but she just don't drive yet, but she's going to. So I went to Kroger. Y'all got a wife that drives y'all to thank God. But I went to Kroger to get the groceries, and I was coming through the checkout thing where you check out yourself.
Yeah.
I don't know what, self-checkout or whatever. Yeah. So I was checking my stuff out, and anyway, the thing wouldn't work. It wouldn't work, so the lady come over there, and she just, you men can't do nothing. I stood there for a minute and I said, ma'am, this card, it won't take the card. And I was trying to be nice, early in the morning. And I don't mean this in an ugly way. She didn't know who I was. Y'all see me, I had work clothes on, had a hat on. And you can't believe it. If I wear a cap, they'll say, preacher wears got a cap on his head. Like, I'm not supposed to wear a cap. But she looked at it, and it does. Well, anyway, she said, I don't think I've ever seen you wear a cap. Well, I do occasionally. And I said, could I ask you something? I said, are you having a bad day? Well, look at y'all's faces. When people are having a bad day, they're real irritable with people.
Yep.
I've got that way. But my point is, what made Judas do this? He said, I betrayed innocent blood. So if there's something, the Holy Spirit of God had to dictate to Judas's heart that he was, literally, Judas the devil left him hanging is what I want you to see. I want you to watch this. All of his bowels gushed out. Did y'all see the word all?
Yeah.
Do y'all ever just mark your Bible? It says all of his bowels gushed out. Here, can you imagine it? And by the way, it says Judas went to his own place. Right. That's the only man in the whole entirety of the Bible that says went to his own place. Right. Boy, I'm glad I've got me a home in heaven. Yes. Somebody, you know, they tell me every now and then, Miss T said, go to hell. I said, I just ain't going. I don't get upset. If you ain't going, why should you get upset?
Right.
And that kills them, boy, when you laugh. Look at your face. And I'm glad, thank God, I've got a home in heaven.
Yes.
But it says he went to his own place. But the devil left him hanging.
Yes.
I tell you what's the biggest need of churches. There's Miss Hope going to have that little baby. There's Kelly and his wife's little baby, little girl back there. And I think about these children, and I think, what in the world's going to become of them? Did you ever dream we live in a time when people would give birth to a baby and just leave it, discard it, put it in a dumpster? I never dreamed in my lifetime. That woman up in Lexington gave birth to a baby and threw it off the second floor of a balcony, put it in a plastic bag and threw it off the balcony. I never dreamed. But watch this. The devil will leave them hanging. They'll be somewhere, boy, death is coming up on them, and your mind's going to be like an instant replay. So how many of y'all remember in Luke 16, the rich man in hell? The first thing that Jesus, he said, son, remember thou in thy lifetime. Did y'all get that? The devil will leave you hanging out there.
Yes, amen.
Your mind just, I read something the other day, boy, it's phenomenal. Matthew 12, every idle word, every secret thing that's done in secret is going to be revealed.
Yes.
Here's what gets a hold of me. Is every word we ever said out there? According to science, it is. It's in space. Every word we ever said, it's out there. Oh, dear Lord, that's mind-boggling.
Yeah.
At the judgment seat of Christ, it's going to all come back.
Right.
It's going to be an instant replay.
Yes.
An instant replay. Every idle word, every secret thing that's done in secret is going to be revealed.
Yes.
You know what I'd like to do this morning? So Absalom, his was a life of just rebellion. We find Mordecai and Haman, it was just a life of just to the extent, I can't get over how that this man, he built these gallows to hang Haman on and then he was hung on his own gallows.
Yeah.
Yeah, how many of y'all ever heard this right quick? What goes around will do what? Say it to me, say it.
Come around.
What goes around,
comes around.
How many of y'all heard this? Chickens always come home
to roost.
That's a fact. Y'all ever seen anybody die of cancer? You ever see anybody die with COPD? You ever see anybody trying to gasp for breath? They're taking their last breath. And look here, if I put my hand over his nose and mouth, he'll do everything he can to get my hand off to get another breath in his body.
Yeah.
When you see a person die with emphysema or COPD and they're trying to gasp for breath, and it's a horrible thing, but the devil's leaving them hanging out there. I'm telling you, folks, what we need is a relationship with the Lord Jesus, personal. Let's stand, heads bowed and eyes closed. I want to ask you, how many of y'all would get out of your seat and come this morning and say, Lord, this life of revenge, Lord, I'm so glad there's a peace of mind. I'm glad there's joy that's unspeakable. I'm glad to know I can be forgiven. I don't have to have this rebellion in my heart, and I don't have to go on living a life of rejection of the Son of God. Have you ever thought about a rejection? Jesus said, all that come unto me, I will in no wise cast them out. Look at me just for a minute before we pray. Had an opportunity to this man that was a police officer 30 years ago.
Right.
I was talking to him, and I guess I didn't mean to be ugly to him. He was using these vile, filthy words. And I said, son, when God saved me, first thing he done is clean my mouth out. I believe God cleans your mouth out.
Right.
Well, he didn't appreciate that too much. But I seen where that he was just arrested. Now guess what? The devil's going to leave him hanging.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that in a type of just get even kind of spirit.
Right.
I'm telling you this morning, everybody in this building, you ought to have a burden for sinners. There's more to life. If you want to keep your home together and have any kind of sanity in a world that's going crazy, you better get your family and get on before God and say, Lord, I don't want to live this lifestyle. I want my life to count. I want my children to know the Lord. Father, I love you from the depths of my heart. Please, God, don't leave nobody hanging this morning. Lord, may they not walk out of this building, Lord, empty. God, thank you that Jesus paid it all. All to him we owe. Bless Brother Biddy. Bless his people. Thank you for these boys and these young ladies. Help us now, I pray, in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Brother Jesse.